from the University of Wampong, here in Wampong, New York, this is Elcott The Next Step. This is a new way, a new beginning, a system of thought and belief brought forth from the American heartland and delivered unto you via our weekly radio broadcasts, as well as our announcements and podcasts from the digital platform. This is Dr. Ed Elcott speaking to you directly from the campus of Wampaw University, here in the Overlord Induction Arch area. There are three distinct Overlord Induction Arches, one here in Wampaw, New York, the other in Big Sur, California, and the third near Poipu Beach, Kauai, Hawaii. Elcott The Next Step utilizes these induction arches to purify and then eject the latest Overlord, novitiate, now become unto. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, I'm a priesterly, and as a priesterly, I have not yet attained the level of Overlord. And I see Jerry Boutonniere, who's here. Let me explain.
Well, Doc.
Let me explain. Jerry Boutonniere is not a member of Elcott The Next Step. He's not a member of the religion. He is allowed to tell me what to do because
The overlords.
I know the overlords, but you were about to make some judgment call on why I like the show Parking Spaces or whatever it's called.
It's the show Parking Wars.
Parking Wars, yes.
Well, I just don't...
I'm not interested. I like watching Parking Wars. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Welcome here to Elcott The Next Step. Jerry Boutonniere.
You're going to mention my sexuality.
I was going to say who's gay, but I guess...
What difference does it make?
Jerry Boutonniere oftentimes gives the high sign to the overlords who are in an adjoining room gambling. Right now they're betting NFL football. They're watching some of the other games, the college games. There might be a few college. There's no college games, are there?
I don't think so, no.
Well, this is a big betting weekend for the overlords. Nonetheless, they are here paying close attention to me as we bring you Elcott The Next Step here from Wampaw University. Now, today on the program, we thought we'd take some phone calls from those of you who may be seeking advice, not necessarily wanting to join Elcott The Next Step, but you may be seeking some advice. I do want to comment on the television show Parking Wars, because there was a bit of a contretemps here at Wampaw University from some of the overlords. Also, Oil Can Wilson, who is an overlord. Oil Can Wilson is a longtime overlord, and he was celebrating a birthday, what we call the becoming. And when I asked him how old he was, he looked at me in an almost hostile way and said, not to be determined.
Not yet determined,
which basically means, in Elcott The Next Step, mind your own business, or there will be a leveling, the likes of which we doubt seriously your brain could survive intact. You would still have a brain, but it would be the consistency of maybe yogurt.
You all right, Doc?
I'm fine. It was something I breathed into my nose. So I won't go there. I will simply say that the overlords have their way. I've got mine.
Well, that's not very respectful.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah!
Sorry, Doc.
Talk a leveling. This is Dr. Elcott The Next Step. Wait, 10-4.
Hold on for a minute. Doc.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jerry. I've got it. God damn, dude.
Well, you just said damn.
You gotta be bullshit. You're going to tell me that because I said the word damn...
Okay, Doc, you're clear.
Yeah, I'm clear. This is Elcott The Next Step, and welcome to the program, Parking Wars. I watch the program because it gives me a vicarious thrill to see the average man put in his place by long-suffering and harried city workers. If you watch parking wards, you're seeing people who have a law enforcement capacity issuing citations of individuals who've parked their cars in the wrong spots. And the arguments that they get, the arguments they get from these people, as if they are trying to convince not just the parking inspector, his or herself, but also you and I out here in TV land, as if they think they've got a real shot at convincing us that somehow they had the right.
Now, Doc, watch it.
No, I'm going to say this. As if somehow they had the right to park their car near a fire hydrant, blocking a driveway, blocking half of a street, in a school zone, where if there is a fire, you can pretty much guarantee if there's a fire and class is in, you've barbecued maybe 300-400 children. Why? Because this ass, excuse my language.
That's not Elcott.
Okay. Barbecued 400 kids. Because you couldn't get car there.
You say you barbecued 40 kids.
Yes. Because you parked your car, if it was indeed you, you parked your car in an area that was restricted, but you didn't care about that because you wanted to get into the school and go and get your kid.
Dr. Elcott, just get a glass of water.
All right.
Dr. Elcott is right now at a point where he needs to express an enormous amount of emotion, but he will not be allowed to by the overlord. So he has a certain way. There is a certain way you could communicate this emotion, but you have to do it within the confines. Oh, here he comes now.
What are you? Why did you stop talking? There's nothing you're saying that I don't know.
I think people get the idea.
Yeah. As I was saying, when someone on Parking Wars, and you may ask yourself if you're just tuning in to Elcott the Next Step, why is Dr. Ed Elcott of a priesterly northeast of the Elcott the Next Step Ministries, an Elcottian in good standing, why is he wasting his time talking about the Parking Wars, the television program which gives me a great deal of release? And the reason for that is I need to find a place where I can let my emotions run free, almost as if my emotions are a wild stallion. You may recall a number of years ago, the woman who did the Prancercise, I forget her name, but I dated her briefly, briefly. I don't want people getting the wrong idea. She's a lovely woman, and we'll leave it at that. I dated her. Oh, boy.
Oh, you didn't.
No, I did not. I did not. She wouldn't have it. She wouldn't have me. That's very difficult for me to admit to, and yet I was influenced by her. The Prancercise influenced me. When I saw the television program Parking Wars, I knew that I had to express my feelings of rage and anger at a world in which I get leveled, but the people that are out there squatting and leaving it, maybe turning a fan on, maybe not, but squatting and leaving it, everyone's like this.
Hey! Too much sarcasm.
Jerry, why don't you suck it out of my...
La La means I love you.
Dr. Elcott's just quoting lyrics from it. That's your third or fourth leveling.
I'm well aware of that, Jerry. Thank you. Parking Wars gives me the ability to express feelings of rage, feelings of vindication, punishment. In other words, I see people punished because they think they're going to get away with it. Because why? Because their excuse is, I was just dropping my kid off at school, or I was only going to be a few minutes. I'm going into the store and buying a tampon.
Easy.
I'm fine, Jerry. And so they go into their store and they buy their tampon, which is a feminine napkin. You put it... Or they're dropping off excuse me for saying this, they're caterwauling brats. And so when I saw this happening to the beauty of nature around us, I said to myself, Ed Elcott, you have taken the better part of your life and you're using it as wipe. You're not just defecating on it, you're using it as wipe, and then you throw it into a corner and go and get it. You don't even launder it. We'll be right back.
This is Elcott The Next Step from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. If you'd like a transcript of today's show, write to Elcott The Next Step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, and mention that you want a transcript. If you don't, maybe they'll guess that you wanted the transcript. In most instances, though, they'll probably send you back a box of cereal or a lug nut, something, so you'll feel as if you got your money's worth, or they're guessing at what it was you wanted.
Elcott The Next Step. To be a member of Elcott The Next Step, join Dr. Ed Elcott next week at Tuscaloosa Pool, where he is going to be giving a lecture, followed by a demonstration of leveling. He is the subject of the leveling, because Dr. Elcott has been leveled more times than any single priestly in the Elcott Next Step.
Go. And welcome back here to Elcott The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott. I just called myself
Ed Elcott.
And we're here discussing, a great many things. My love of the program Parking Wars. So enough said about that. Let's just say that there's an awful lot that bores me. And one of the things that bores me is the overlords. Never mind.
I mean...
No, never mind. I don't... Never mind. Let's bring on now a phone call. I told you that we'd be taking phone calls from the public. Hopefully, we're going to be getting phone calls from the public, people who would like to get some advice, life advice, and so on and so forth. And how would it be handled by Elcott? Now, let's get Steve on the phone right now. Hello, Steve. You're on here with Dr. Ed Elcott.
Yes, sir. Dr. Elcott, my name is Stephen Bozell. I'm a regular caller on your program. Not on your program, regular caller on a Phil Henry show.
Yes, sir.
I have a co-worker named Cliff Pettigrew who went to the hardware store the other day and bought a stud finder. Do you know what that is?
Well, I think it's a carpentry tool, correct?
Yeah, a stud finder helps you locate where the stud is in the wall. If there's a plaster wall there, a drywall, it helps you locate where these pieces of 2x4 are that essentially are reinforcing pieces of of framing. And that stud finder helps you find it.
And I imagine it's done by way of mass?
Yeah, it detects mass and so on. But that's not, you know, what I was going to say. What I was going to say, and the reason why I'm calling and wanting advice, because I've heard about Elcott The Next Step, and I've been very interested in it.
Well, you should come out to Tuscaloosa Pool. Well, you don't live in Alabama, do you?
No, sir.
I'm going to be at Tuscaloosa Pool.
Is that like a pool hall?
No, they sell pool equipment.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how, but anyway, we'll be at Tuscaloosa Pool Equipment, or pool. Is that it, Jerry?
That's correct, yes.
And that'll be coming up this week. All right, so go ahead.
But...
You say you want to be a member of Elcott.
Yeah, I do, but I want to have this problem solved.
All right. So what's the problem?
The problem is this coworker of mine, Cliff Pettigrew, comes over and puts the stud finder against, like, you put it right up against my private area.
Well, when you say private area...
Against my butt.
Okay.
And he'll go, nope, no stud here. And he's done that.
Now, let's just say that again now.
He'll come over with a stud finder that he bought at the
Home Depot or something, right?
Yeah, Home Depot. And he'll put the stud finder up against me, like he's trying to find the stud in me. And he'll go, nope, can't find it, there's no stud. And everybody's all laughing and having a frolic and frolicking around.
Now, when you say they're laughing and frolicking around, is it a lunch break?
No, it's not a lunch break. It's generally, you know, where everybody's on the clock, and it's like mid-morning, and Cliff will come back from a job like he did yesterday morning. He came back from the Weaselman job, and that we needed the stud finder on that because we're doing a remodel. And he came back and reported that they finally did find where the weight loading beams were. And then he holds the stud finder up to me. He goes, "Hey, let me see if I can find the stud." "Nope, no, ain't no stud here." And Dolly Wilson, who's our longtime office manager, Cynthia Berkman, Taj Gagnier, and Tim Tillman, they're all in the office, and they all laughed and laughed and laughed. And, boy, I'll tell you what, man, that's a real wake-up call, you know.
Well, why do you say it's a wake-up call?
I mean, people that you thought you've known all your life.
These people have worked their entire lives, or?
No, I mean, they've only been there about, the people I just mentioned have only been there about 3 years. But the point I'm trying to make is, now they're all laughing at it. And I, you know, I didn't see anything funny about it.
Well, it was a minor joke.
I understand that, Dr. Elkop. You need to know that this Cliff Pettigrew.
Well, Cliff Pettigrew is one of your crew chiefs on the jobs that you do. I understand that, and needs to be mindful of his status. Nonetheless, it's one of those jobs, one of those jokes, I should say, that sounds relatively innocent. Are you going to reprimand him?
I thought about it. Yeah, I said you make me look like. You know, you make me look like an ape on a chain, man, when you say that stuff in front of my audience.
All right, so you're worried about him undermining your authority.
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's a very good point, and I think it's one that should be brought up. I would say this, though. When you're talking to people about authority, don't do it on the heels of a movie that they enjoyed or something they feel they're entitled to. Now, this man Pettigrew said he couldn't find the stud.
Yeah, stud finder. Hey, let me find the stud. No stud there. That's basically saying that I can't get it up, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, why do you say that?
Well,
see, we better dump. We're going to have to dump that section of you not being able to get it up.
I didn't say I can't get it up. I'm saying it makes it harder to get it up when a guy says, yeah, we need the, Steve Bozell, this or that. And they send out for a guy half my age.
All right. So, having been said.
Yeah, that having been said, they will use this stud finder, and then finally they'll come over to me and say, "Yeah, there's the stud." So, you know, it's all part of a long-standing pattern of them trying to make me look like an asshole.
Of them trying to do what?
of them trying to do what, Mr. Bozell?
Of them trying to make me look like an asshole.
Of them trying to make you look like an asshole, I think is the word you said.
Yes, sir.
Well, Steve, they're doing a good job of it if you're going to cave in every time some guy says, here's the stud finder. No, can't find the stud.
Well, what if they did that to you? That's by the one of the reasons why I'm asking. You get leveled. Okay.
Well, I get leveled. In your belief system, whatever it is, you might go out and get your ass kicked, or maybe not.
No, I don't get my ass kicked. I can assure you that. Okay, I'm sorry, I got nervous. I can handle myself.
Oh, okay.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you sounded as if you were swallowing your tongue there, and then you said you could handle yourself.
I'm fine. But they, this guy Pettigrew, I don't know.
Steve, thank you very much. Do you require anything else?
Well, I mean, I'm.
All right, Steve. Well, thank you. There is.
It sounded like he needed more help.
I don't care if he needed more help. He's not getting any from me because the. What are you rolling your eyes at?
When you say he's not getting any, that I gotta call that in.
What do you mean, call it in, Jerry? What have you got, a hotline sitting there? Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. It's not worth it. There's no religion on God's earth that's worth being leveled like that multiple times. Pardon me. Being leveled like that multiple times. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step.
Elcott The Next Step convenes once a week at the Marley Building, 3115 Townsend in the city of Wampaw, New York. Come in, discuss, bring a poached egg or a sandwich. We share food, we share drink, and we share belief systems. The poached egg is symbolic of Elcott The Next Step. It is becoming, and it's helped along by the poaching. You might say Elcott The Next Step is like you're being poached.
Thank you very much, Don Bisco. That's a very, very interesting and, dare I say, very important analogy that you draw there. It is like being poached, as in a poached egg, not a poached rhino or something like that. I'm Ed Elcott. And now...
Elcott, The Next Step.
Turn.
Sorry.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on... Well, discuss the concept of barnyard slop. In Elcott, The Next Step, barnyard slop is the same thing as tired karma or the negative acts of one's past. When one moves through those negative acts, when they are expiated, one is then walking in the sunshine of Hevner and the Big Thick One. Now, however, if you are not walking in that sunshine, you have become, as we like to say, fodder for the barnyard slop. Now, let's discuss this in light of what happened to me. I was on the Phil Hendry show, and I was mocked and ridiculed, and people played this term that...
grab ass.
Yeah, they ran around playing grab ass around me, and I wasn't respected. In fact, as I was leaving, someone reached over and took a handful, I won't say where, but on a private part of my body, and I walked out humiliated and feeling like 100 yards of chump change. Excuse my language. Now, it turns out, that wasn't enough. They replayed that show. And so I tweeted at Mr. Hendry, who's in control of the replays on his own show, thank you for the barnyard slop.
Now, Mr. Hendry was confused by that.
Yes, he was. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, in Elcott, The Next Step, we will stand, smile, as another overlord or priesterly pours barnyard slop all right over the top of our head. We stand willingly and we accept the slop, for it is through barnyard slop that we achieve self-realization. We can have sex with every woman or man on earth, but can we stand still as the barnyard slop is drooled and drizzled over the tops of our heads? The answer to that question is no, until now.
And Dr. Elcott, you endured the slop.
I didn't endure the slop. What I did endure, though, was Mr. Hendry replaying this show that I was essentially humiliated on. That's what I call the slop.
But it's technically not.
It's technically not. Are you saying that the overlords won't give me credit for that?
Overlords? I guess not.
What a bunch of homosexuals.
Yeah.
Elcott, The Next Step. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The Elcott, The Next Step bookstore is open now. Available are not only catalogs and the books of Elcott, The Next Step, Hevner, The Elcottians, and of course The Big Thick One, but there's recipes and cookbooks. And also we have books about sports, and we have books about science too. So come on by the Elcott The Next Step bookstore.
The Elcott The Next Step bookstore in Wampaw. Back here on this wonderful Friday from Wampaw University, this is Elcott The Next Step. Larry Grover is a young man, as you know, that we've had a great many interesting conversations with. Larry's mother is an overlord in Elcott The Next Step. Larry himself is not affiliated with us, although we have made our efforts to try to get Larry to join Elcott The Next Step. He's winging his way right now to Reno, Nevada, as I understand it, and we'll be heading to Reno, Nevada just as some R&R. Is that right, Larry?
That is correct, yes, Dr. Elcott.
Meaning you enjoy going to the gaming houses.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, as you do, as Mother does. And that brings me to the comment that I wanted to make.
No, I don't like going to gaming houses. You may want to besmirch my reputation, Larry.
Well, did I not walk in on you and Mother? You know,
yes, you walked in on me and your mother having sex. Yes, you did. And for that, I was remanded, as you know, to the siphoning. And then I was sent off to Oklahoma for a six-month continuum. And then I was sent to Wichita, Kansas for another six-month continuum. So I can assure you...
All right, so you paid your dues. I understand. But... It just...
It gets you that I had sex with your mother, doesn't it?
It does, and I wonder what's wrong with me.
Larry, that's...
Well, there's your... Gloria, how are you?
I'm fine, Ed. Larry, look, you don't have a thing for me, but it's normal for a boy to be jealous when his mother's affections go the other way. Well, it's just weird when the man is in his 50s, that's all.
Yes, that's the only thing that's wrong with that, Larry.
Well, I'm not talking to you, am I?
Did you not call me?
I'm talking to...
Did you not call me?
I'm talking to Mother.
Hold on.
Dr. Elcott, don't go through the phone.
Oh, yeah, you gotta come through the phone, my ass. What's up? Dr. Elcott, what's up?
This is Jerry Boutonniere, and you're listening to Elcott, The Next Step. We've had some technical difficulty. Dr. Elcott should be joining us momentarily. Here he is now.
Yes, hello.
Dr. Elcott, you went through the phone.
Did I go through the phone? Oh, well, if I went through the phone, I went through the phone. But on the other end of the phone that I went through was something that needed to be dealt with, and I dealt with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, doctor.
I've about had all I'm going to take from the Grover family, the mother, the son, whoever else we've been dealing with from the Grover family. All because I had a 3-year relationship with his mother, which I regret and will regret for the rest of my life.
Well, he walked in on you.
If I've heard the story one time, why am I arguing with you, Boutonniere? You're not... Overlords, I think it's manifestly unfair for you to sit there and try to make me...
Get it, don't do it.
That's what the overlords do.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know. Thank you for filling me in.
Well...
No, please, let me learn from you. You're not in Elcott, The Next Step. You don't know the first thing about the liturgy, but go ahead, tell me all about it. And if I disagree, then I get leveled... by these fags in the...
Oh, my God.
Hello, everyone. This is Casper Weiner, and Ed Elcott, he's not doing too good. He was leveled down to around the level of tar and gravel, asphalt. He was leveled to a point where mentally he's no better than asphalt. And by that I mean A-S-P-H.
Oh, not the...
Not whatever it was you were thinking about. Casper Weiner here for Elcott, The Next Step.
Elcott, The Next Step invites you to join Phil Henry on the PSP, PBSP, the P...
BSP.
On the BSP chat tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific at philhenryshow.com. If you're not yet on the big BSP map to be eligible for the two passes to race day, I don't know what I'm saying. This is Jerry Boutonniere. Ed Elcott right now is sucking his thumb. He's laying on the floor.
Well, I can do it if you want. There'll be a chat tonight at 7 at PhilHenryShow.com, 7 o'clock.